evening all. So we're up to the middle of Mitzvah Chaf Zayin. Shlola Asos Pesel, you cannot make an idol for yourself. And we've had some stirring conversations over the weekend about what about if a person decides to draw a picture of a sun, if that's allowed or not. We won't discuss that at length right this second, but we'll continue with what the Chinuch has to say. So, says the Chinuch, Zehu Das HaRamam Zal. You remember the last thing that we said was that if a person goes out and tells someone else that you go make an idol for me, then that person who sent him out, he is equally as culpable. It's the same exact thing as if he would have made it himself. So Zehu Das HaRamam, he says that's what Zal, that's what the Ramam, that's what his whole opinion is. V'das HaRamban Zal, right, that was Maimonides, but now Nachmanides says as follows, She'in Ha'azhara B'kan Ella, that this Pasuk is only talking about not actually making idols, rather Shelo Yaset Slamim Al Das La'Avdam. It's not just that there's a prohibition to make idols just for funsies, right? It's all about making an idols for the sake of serving it. That's what the Ramban would say. And so if you just decide to make a statue one day, you're not going to be liable, at least according to this verse over here, just if you say, I'm going to serve it, if I'm going to worship it. Gam kasa, but then the Ramban takes it one step further. It's not just that this Pasuk is not really about making idols unless it's for the sake of worshiping them. Really, she'ein lanu limnos lav zeh min ha-mikra hazeh. He says, actually, the prohibition of making idols does not even come from this verse whatsoever. Ki lo yasir bazeh ha-kasav rak b'yisra avodas 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 Zarah Shehu B'Misa, says this pasuk, both this pasuk and the pasuk that we said that came right before this, right, which was Mitzvah Chafvav, the prohibition of serving idolatry. He says both of these pasukim are only here to teach you that it's prohibited to serve Avodah Zarah. You can't serve other gods, and if you do, that you will be killed. Uvasiyas slamim, and when it comes to making idols, kol zman shelo avadam ein badavar ela malkus. And he says it happens to be that when it comes to making idols in general, if you make an idol, then the only prohibition that you'll have is that you won't be put to death. Rather, you will just get lashes for that. V'hu zechorno l'bracha kasav, and rather the Ramban writes, shekol pasuk zed delo yelecha nechshav l'lavechad, that the entire pasuk, both the pasuk that we said for the last mitzvah and for this pasuk, is all considered one entire mitzvah. Yazhir shelo nodeha eluhus luzulaso. He says that you cannot attribute any other powers to any other god other than Hashem himself, whether it be that you accept this other god, that you'll say that this other god is my god, or you're going to bow down to another god, or you're going to use one of the four ways of serving, the four general ways of serving gods, if you'll do that with this new god of yours, or you're going to serve this special god, this other god, in a way that's special for him. However, when it comes to the prohibition of making idols in general and keeping these idols in your home or in your possession, says the Ramban, "Tenaf galan mipasak de'al tifnu el ha'elilim ve'elohei masecha lo tasu lechem." It's actually all comes from a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. The pasuk says, "Do not turn to the idols and molten gods; you shall not make for yourselves." That's where the prohibition comes of that you cannot make idols. But from our pasuk, not at all. And now so, continues the Chinuch v'tamea ani al haramam zal. Chinuch says, when it comes to the Rambam, Maimonides, I have no idea what in the world he was talking about. He says there's no difference, right? We saw this. There's no difference between a person who makes an idol with his own bare hands or if he commands someone else to make an idol for him. He says there's no difference. That it doesn't make any sense because the person who is commanding this other guy, I am the commander and this guy is my agent, but we have a general rule, Meshaleach Patur, that in general we say that a person has the ability in Judaism to set up another guy to be his agent, to be his shliach, but that only comes in a select few cases. But when it comes to a Davar Avera for a prohibition, we say Ein Shliach B'Davar Avera. You cannot have an agent to do your ill bidding. So if this guy goes out and does a prohibition because I told him to, then the concept of having an agent in Judaism does not work. Therefore, this guy, when he went out and did the prohibition, it was on his own free will, not because I said it, and therefore the guy who sent him out, says the Chinuch, he should not be liable at all. So it says the Chinuch, the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam could say that the guy who commanded someone to make an idol and the guy who actually made an idol, that they are the same, that the prohibition level is the same, is totally crazy, and therefore the Chinuch says, I don't know what he's talking about. That's the machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Chinuch's comments on the Rambam. Finishing up the mitzvah, Shoresh Mitzvah Zoya Dua, says we know what this mitzvah is all about, Shehul Harchika B'Lazar, because it's all about distancing ourselves from idol worship, which, again, it needs no more explanation. We just don't like serving other gods, because then this whole concept of Judaism falls apart. Dina HaMitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah, could go in Ha'usa Tzuros, apply to, let's say, a person makes certain images, they draw certain things. Ezo Tzura Asura La'asos Ve'ezo Muteres, which images are prohibited and which images are permitted. Ve'achiluk Shabein Boletes L'Shoka'as, and the difference between an image that is either like it's sticking out, or it's, you know, like sunken in into the page. Let's say you have a signatory ring, right? So that also, like, it's like engraved in the, it's like a stamp kind of a thing. So what the halacha is with that type of idea. The additional laws for this can all be found in Maseches Avodah Zarah. And applies in all places and in all times. To men and to women, and a person who violates this prohibition, as we said, they do not get the death penalty. You intentionally make statues, right? It's as bad as it gets with this prohibition. You intentionally make statues that someone else will serve. Loket, this person, all they get is lashes. He does not get death. He gets lashes. If you serve the other gods, then it's not good news for the Jews. But if you make the god, the idol, then all you get is lashes. That brings us to the end of Mitzvah Chav Zayin. And God willing, next time we'll continue with Mitzvah Chav Chet. For now,